The 7 Habits of Highly Effective People by Stephen Covey. Books.Kim, free summaries of best-selling books. Download PDF and MP3 versions of the summary from www.books.kim. Summary. The 7 Habits of Highly Effective People by Stephen Covey is a self-help book that has become a classic in the genre. It was first published in 1989 and has since sold over 25 million copies worldwide. The book is based on the premise that success in life is not just about having the right skills and knowledge, but also about having the right habits. Covey outlines 7 habits that he believes are essential for achieving success in life. The first habit is to be proactive. This means taking responsibility for your life and taking action to make things happen. The second habit is to begin with the end in mind. This means having a clear vision of what you want to achieve and then working towards it. The third habit is to put first things first. This means prioritizing your tasks and focusing on the most important ones first. The fourth habit is to think win-win. This means looking for solutions that benefit everyone involved. The fifth habit is to seek first to understand, then to be understood. This means listening to others and trying to understand their point of view before expressing your own. The sixth habit is to synergize. This means working together to create something greater than the sum of its parts. The seventh habit is to sharpen the saw. This means taking time to rest and recharge so that you can be more productive. The 7 Habits of Highly Effective People is a timeless classic that has helped millions of people around the world become more successful. By following the 7 habits outlined in the book, readers can learn how to become more productive, effective, and successful in their lives. Main ideas. Main idea number 1. Be proactive, take responsibility for your life and don't be a victim of circumstance. Instead, take initiative and make conscious decisions to create the life you want. The idea of being proactive is to take responsibility for your life and not be a victim of circumstance. It means taking initiative and making conscious decisions to create the life you want. It means being aware of the choices you make and the actions you take, and understanding that these choices and actions will have an impact on your life. Being proactive means taking ownership of your life and not letting external forces dictate your decisions. It means being aware of the consequences of your choices and taking responsibility for them. It means being proactive in creating the life you want, rather than waiting for it to happen to you. Being proactive means being intentional and purposeful in your actions. It means being aware of the present moment and making decisions that will lead to the future you want. It means being mindful of the impact of your choices and taking responsibility for them. It means being aware of the consequences of your choices and taking ownership of them. It means being proactive in creating the life you want, rather than waiting for it to happen to you. Being proactive is about taking control of your life and not letting external forces dictate your decisions. It means being aware of the choices you make and the actions you take, and understanding that these choices and actions will have an impact on your life. It means being intentional and purposeful in your actions. It means being mindful of the impact of your choices and taking responsibility for them. It means being proactive in creating the life you want, rather than waiting for it to happen to you. Main idea number 2. Begin with the end in mind, visualize the life you want to live and create a plan to get there. Begin with the end in mind is a concept from Stephen Covey's book The 7 Habits of Highly Effective People. It encourages people to think about their desired end result before they start any project or task. The idea is to visualize the life you want to live and create a plan to get there. This means taking the time to think about what you want to achieve and how you will go about achieving it. It also means considering the consequences of your actions and how they will affect your future. When you begin with the end in mind, you are more likely to stay focused on your goals and take the necessary steps to reach them. You can create a plan that outlines the steps you need to take to reach your desired outcome. This plan should include short-term and long-term goals, as well as strategies for overcoming any obstacles that may arise. It should also include a timeline for when you want to achieve each goal. By beginning with the end in mind, you can ensure that you are taking the right steps to reach your desired outcome. You can also stay motivated and on track by regularly reviewing your plan and making adjustments as needed. This will help you stay focused on your goals and ensure that you are taking the necessary steps to reach them. Main idea number 3. Put first things first, prioritize your tasks and focus on the most important ones first. The idea of putting first things first is an important concept in Stephen Covey's book The 7 Habits of Highly Effective People. This idea encourages people to prioritize their tasks and focus on the most important ones first. It is important to identify what is most important and focus on that before anything else. This means that people should be aware of their goals and objectives and prioritize their tasks accordingly. The idea of putting first things first is based on the principle of effectiveness. It is important to be effective in order to achieve success. This means that people should focus on the tasks that will bring them closer to their goals and objectives. It is important to prioritize tasks and focus on the most important ones first. This will help people to be more productive and efficient in their work. The idea of putting first things first is also based on the principle of self-discipline. People should be disciplined in order to prioritize their tasks and focus on the most important ones first. This means that people should be aware of their goals and objectives and prioritize their tasks accordingly. This will help them to be more productive and efficient in their work. The idea of putting first things first is an important concept in Stephen Covey's book The 7 Habits of Highly Effective People. It encourages people to prioritize their tasks and focus on the most important ones first. This will help them to be more productive and efficient in their work and achieve success. Main idea number 4. Think win-win, seek solutions that benefit everyone involved. The idea of think win-win is to seek solutions that benefit everyone involved. It is based on the belief that there is enough success to go around and that win-win solutions are possible. This idea is based on the principle of mutual benefit, which is the idea that both parties should benefit from the outcome of a situation. It is important to remember that win-win solutions are not always possible, but it is important to strive for them whenever possible. When seeking win-win solutions, it is important to consider the needs of all parties involved. It is important to be open to different perspectives and to be willing to compromise. It is also important to be creative and to think outside the box. It is important to remember that win-win solutions are not always easy to find, but they are worth the effort. Think win-win is an important concept to remember when dealing with difficult situations. It is important to remember that win-win solutions are possible and that it is worth the effort to seek them out. It is also important to remember that win-win solutions are not always easy to find, but they are worth the effort. Main idea number 5. Seek first to understand, then to be understood, listen to others and try to understand their perspective before expressing your own. The idea of seek first to understand, then to be understood is an important concept from Stephen Covey's book The 7 Habits of Highly Effective People. It encourages us to take the time to listen to others and try to understand their perspective before expressing our own. This is an important skill to have in any relationship, whether it be personal or professional. When we take the time to listen to others and try to understand their point of view, we are showing respect for them and their ideas. We are also giving ourselves the opportunity to learn something new and gain a better understanding of the situation. This can help us to come up with better solutions and make more informed decisions. By taking the time to listen to others and try to understand their perspective, we are also creating an environment of trust and openness. This can help to foster better communication and collaboration, which can lead to more successful outcomes. In summary, the idea of seek first to understand, then to be understood is an important concept from Stephen Covey's book The 7 Habits of Highly Effective People. It encourages us to take the time to listen to others and try to understand their perspective before expressing our own. This can help us to come up with better solutions, make more informed decisions, and foster better communication and collaboration. Main idea number 6. Synergize, work together to create solutions that are greater than the sum of their parts. Synergize is a concept that encourages people to work together to create solutions that are greater than the sum of their individual parts. This idea is based on the belief that when people come together to collaborate, they can create something that is more powerful and effective than what any one person could create on their own. By combining different perspectives, ideas, and skills, teams can create innovative solutions that are greater than the sum of their individual contributions. Synergizing also encourages people to think outside the box and come up with creative solutions that they may not have thought of on their own. Synergizing is an important concept for any team or organization to understand and practice. It encourages collaboration and creativity, and can help teams come up with solutions that are more effective and efficient than what any one person could create on their own. By working together, teams can create something that is greater than the sum of its parts, and can help them achieve their goals more quickly and effectively. Main idea number 7. Sharpen the saw, take time to rest and recharge so you can be more productive and effective. The idea of sharpen the saw is an important part of Stephen Covey's book The 7 Habits of Highly Effective People. It is the 7th habit and is based on the idea that in order to be productive and effective, we need to take time to rest and recharge. This means taking time away from work and other commitments to focus on ourselves and our own well-being. This could include activities such as exercise, meditation, reading, or simply taking a break from the hustle and bustle of everyday life. By taking time to rest and recharge, we can come back to our work and other commitments with renewed energy and focus, allowing us to be more productive and effective. The idea of sharpen the saw is an important reminder that we need to take care of ourselves in order to be our best selves. It is easy to get caught up in the hustle and bustle of everyday life and forget to take time for ourselves. However, taking time to rest and recharge is essential for our well-being and productivity. By taking time to focus on ourselves, we can come back to our work and other commitments with renewed energy and focus, allowing us to be more productive and effective. Main idea number 8. Habit 1, be proactive, take responsibility for your life and don't be a victim of circumstance. Instead, take initiative and make conscious decisions to create the life you want. Habit 1, be proactive is about taking responsibility for your life and not letting circumstances dictate your decisions. It is about taking initiative and making conscious choices to create the life you want. This means being aware of your thoughts, feelings, and actions and taking ownership of them. It means being aware of the impact your decisions have on your life and the lives of those around you. It means being proactive in creating the life you want, rather than being a passive victim of circumstance. It means taking responsibility for your successes and failures, and not blaming others or external factors for your current situation. It means being mindful of the choices you make and the consequences that come with them. Ultimately, it means taking control of your life and creating the life you want. Main idea number 9. Habit 2, begin with the end in mind, visualize the life you want to live and create a plan to get there. Habit 2, begin with the end in mind encourages us to think about our ultimate goals and objectives in life. It encourages us to take the time to visualize the life we want to live and create a plan to get there. This habit is about taking the time to think about our values, our purpose, and our goals. It is about taking the time to think about what we want our life to look like and how we can make it happen. This habit encourages us to think about our long-term goals and objectives and to create a plan to achieve them. It is about taking the time to think about our values, our purpose, and our goals. It is about taking the time to think about what we want our life to look like and how we can make it happen. It is about taking the time to create a plan that will help us reach our goals and objectives. This habit is about taking the time to think about our values, our purpose, and our goals. It is about taking the time to think about what we want our life to look like and how we can make it happen. It is about taking the time to create a plan that will help us reach our goals and objectives. It is about taking the time to think about our long-term goals and objectives and to create a plan to achieve them. This habit encourages us to think about our future and to create a plan to make it happen. It is about taking the time to think about our values, our purpose, and our goals. It is about taking the time to think about what we want our life to look like and how we can make it happen. It is about taking the time to create a plan that will help us reach our goals and objectives. It is about taking the time to think about our long-term goals and objectives and to create a plan to achieve them. Main idea number 10. Habit 3, put first things first, prioritize your tasks and focus on the most important ones first. Habit 3 of Stephen Covey's The 7 Habits of Highly Effective People is to put first things first. This habit is about prioritizing tasks and focusing on the most important ones first. It is about understanding what is truly important and taking action on those things. It is about being proactive and taking control of your life. It is about setting goals and taking action to achieve them. It is about being organized and managing your time wisely. It is about being disciplined and staying focused on the task at hand. It is about being able to say no to distractions and staying on track. It is about being able to prioritize and focus on the most important tasks first. It is about being able to make the most of your time and energy. It is about being able to make the most of every moment and every opportunity. It is about being able to make the most of your life and achieving your goals. Habit 3 is about understanding what is truly important and taking action on those things. It is about being able to prioritize and focus on the most important tasks first. It is about being able to make the most of your time and energy. It is about being able to make the most of every moment and every opportunity. It is about being able to make the most of your life and achieving your goals. It is about being able to say no to distractions and staying on track. It is about being organized and managing your time wisely. It is about being disciplined and staying focused on the task at hand. It is about being proactive and taking control of your life. It is about setting goals and taking action to achieve them. Habit 3 is an important habit to develop in order to be successful. It is about understanding what is truly important and taking action on those things. It is about being able to prioritize and focus on the most important tasks first. It is about being able to make the most of your time and energy. It is about being able to make the most of every moment and every opportunity. It is about being able to make the most of your life and achieving your goals. It is about being able to say no to distractions and staying on track. It is about being organized and managing your time wisely. It is about being disciplined and staying focused on the task at hand. It is about being proactive and taking control of your life. It is about setting goals and taking action to achieve them. Main idea number 11. Habit 4. Think win-win, seek solutions that benefit everyone involved. Habit 4 of Stephen Covey's The 7 Habits of Highly Effective People is to think win-win. This means that when faced with a problem or situation, one should seek solutions that benefit everyone involved. This habit encourages people to look for solutions that are mutually beneficial, rather than trying to win at the expense of others. It is based on the idea that everyone can benefit from a situation, and that it is possible to create a win-win situation for all parties. This habit encourages people to think outside the box and come up with creative solutions that benefit everyone. It also encourages people to be open to compromise and to be willing to negotiate. Thinking win-win also encourages people to be open to different perspectives and to be willing to listen to the ideas of others. It is a way of thinking that encourages collaboration and cooperation, rather than competition and conflict. Thinking win-win is an important habit to cultivate, as it can help to create positive relationships and foster collaboration. It can also help to create a more harmonious environment, as everyone is working together to find solutions that benefit everyone. Thinking win-win is an important habit to cultivate, as it can help to create positive relationships and foster collaboration. Main idea number 12. Habit 5, seek first to understand, then to be understood, listen to others and try to understand their perspective before expressing your own. Habit 5 from Stephen Covey's book The 7 Habits of Highly Effective People is seek first to understand, then to be understood. This habit encourages us to listen to others and try to understand their perspective before expressing our own. It is important to take the time to really listen to what someone is saying and to try to understand their point of view. This can help us to better understand the situation and to come up with a solution that works for everyone. It also helps to build relationships and trust, as people feel heard and respected when their opinions are taken into consideration. Listening to others and trying to understand their perspective can help us to come up with creative solutions and to build strong relationships. Main idea number 13. Habit 6, synergize, work together to create solutions that are greater than the sum of their parts. Habit 6 of Stephen Covey's The 7 Habits of Highly Effective People is synergize. This habit encourages people to work together to create solutions that are greater than the sum of their parts. Synergizing is the process of combining different ideas, perspectives, and skills to create something new and better than what any one person could have created on their own. It is a way of thinking that encourages collaboration and creativity. Synergizing is a powerful tool for problem-solving and innovation. By working together, people can come up with solutions that are more creative and effective than any one person could have come up with on their own. It also encourages people to think outside the box and come up with new and innovative ideas. Synergizing can also help to build relationships and foster collaboration between people. Synergizing is an important habit for anyone who wants to be successful. It encourages people to think creatively and work together to create solutions that are greater than the sum of their parts. By working together, people can come up with solutions that are more creative and effective than any one person could have come up with on their own. Synergizing is a powerful tool for problem-solving and innovation, and it can help to build relationships and foster collaboration between people. Main idea number 14. Habit 7, sharpen the saw, take time to rest and recharge so you can be more productive and effective. Habit 7, sharpen the saw is an important reminder to take time to rest and recharge. This is essential for maintaining productivity and effectiveness. When we take time to rest and recharge, we can come back to our work with a renewed sense of energy and enthusiasm. We can also use this time to reflect on our progress and make adjustments to our plans and strategies. Taking time to rest and recharge can help us stay focused and motivated, and can help us stay on track with our goals. It can also help us to stay connected to our values and purpose, and to stay in touch with our inner wisdom. Taking time to rest and recharge can help us to be more productive and effective in the long run. Main idea number 15. Understand your paradigms, recognize the beliefs and values that shape your behavior. The idea of understanding your paradigms is an important concept in Stephen Covey's book The 7 Habits of Highly Effective People. A paradigm is a set of beliefs and values that shape our behavior. It is important to recognize and understand our own paradigms in order to become more effective in our lives. By understanding our paradigms, we can better understand why we act the way we do and how our behavior affects our relationships and our success. Our paradigms are shaped by our experiences, our culture, our family, and our environment. We may not even be aware of the paradigms that shape our behavior, but they are there. By recognizing and understanding our paradigms, we can begin to make conscious choices about how we want to live our lives. We can choose to challenge our paradigms and create new ones that will help us become more effective. Understanding our paradigms is an important step in becoming more effective. It allows us to recognize our own beliefs and values and to make conscious choices about how we want to live our lives. By understanding our paradigms, we can become more aware of our behavior and how it affects our relationships and our success. Main idea number 16. Renew your paradigms, challenge your beliefs and values, and be open to new ideas. Renewing your paradigms is an important part of personal growth and development. It involves challenging your beliefs and values and being open to new ideas. It is a process of questioning the assumptions and beliefs that you have held for a long time and being willing to consider alternative perspectives. This can be a difficult process, as it requires you to be honest with yourself and to confront your own biases and preconceived notions. However, it is essential for personal growth and development, as it allows you to gain new insights and to develop a more holistic view of the world. When renewing your paradigms, it is important to be open-minded and to be willing to consider different perspectives. It is also important to be willing to take risks and to be willing to make mistakes. This process can be uncomfortable, but it is necessary in order to grow and develop. It is also important to be patient and to be willing to take the time to explore different ideas and perspectives. Finally, it is important to be willing to accept that you may not always be right and that you may need to adjust your beliefs and values in order to move forward. Renewing your paradigms is an important part of personal growth and development. It requires you to be honest with yourself and to confront your own biases and preconceived notions. It also requires you to be open-minded and to be willing to consider different perspectives. It is a process of questioning the assumptions and beliefs that you have held for a long time and being willing to consider alternative perspectives. By doing this, you can gain new insights and develop a more holistic view of the world. Main idea number 17. Create a mission statement, develop a clear purpose for your life and use it to guide your decisions. Creating a mission statement is an important step in developing a clear purpose for your life. It is a statement of your core values and beliefs that will guide your decisions and actions. It should be a reflection of who you are and what you want to accomplish in life. It should be something that you can refer to when making decisions and that will help you stay focused on your goals. Your mission statement should be concise and meaningful. It should be something that you can easily remember and refer to when making decisions. It should be something that you can use to help you stay on track and make sure that you are living according to your values and beliefs. It should be something that you can look back on and be proud of. Creating a mission statement is an important part of developing a clear purpose for your life. It will help you stay focused on your goals and make sure that you are living according to your values and beliefs. It will also help you make decisions that are in line with your core values and beliefs. By creating a mission statement, you will be able to stay on track and make sure that you are living a life that is meaningful and fulfilling. Main idea number 18. Develop emotional bank accounts, build trust and goodwill with others by investing in relationships. Developing emotional bank accounts is a concept from Stephen Covey's book The 7 Habits of Highly Effective People. It is based on the idea that relationships are like a bank account, and that trust and goodwill are built up over time through deposits of kindness, understanding, and appreciation. To build strong relationships, we must make deposits into the emotional bank accounts of those around us. This can be done through small acts of kindness, such as listening to someone's problems, offering words of encouragement, or simply taking the time to show that we care. Making deposits into emotional bank accounts is an important part of building strong relationships. It helps to create a sense of trust and goodwill between people, which can lead to better communication and understanding. It also helps to create a sense of security and belonging, which can lead to more meaningful and lasting relationships. By investing in relationships, we can create a strong foundation of trust and goodwill that will last for years to come. Main idea number 19. Live a balanced life, make time for all the important areas of your life, such as work, family, and leisure. Living a balanced life is essential for achieving success and happiness. It means making time for all the important areas of your life, such as work, family, and leisure. This balance is essential for maintaining a healthy lifestyle and avoiding burnout. When you make time for all the important areas of your life, you can ensure that you are taking care of yourself and your relationships. Work is an important part of life, but it should not be the only focus. It is important to make time for family, friends, and leisure activities. This will help you to stay connected with the people who matter most to you and to enjoy life. It is also important to make time for yourself. This could include activities such as exercise, meditation, or reading. Taking time for yourself will help you to stay focused and energized. Living a balanced life is not always easy, but it is essential for achieving success and happiness. It is important to make time for all the important areas of your life, such as work, family, and leisure. This balance will help you to stay connected with the people who matter most to you and to enjoy life. It will also help you to stay focused and energized. Main idea number 20. Live a principle-centered life. Make decisions based on your values and principles, rather than on external pressures. Living a principle-centered life means making decisions based on your values and principles, rather than on external pressures. This means that you must first identify and understand your core values and principles, and then use them as a guide when making decisions. This can be difficult, as external pressures can be strong and persuasive. However, if you stay true to your values and principles, you will be able to make decisions that are in line with your beliefs and that will lead to a more fulfilling life. When making decisions, it is important to consider the long-term consequences of your choices. Short-term gains may be tempting, but if they are not in line with your values and principles, they may not lead to the life you want in the long run. It is also important to remember that your values and principles may change over time, so it is important to stay open to new ideas and perspectives. Living a principle-centered life can be challenging, but it is also incredibly rewarding. When you make decisions based on your values and principles, you will be able to live a life that is true to yourself and that will bring you joy and fulfillment.